Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet. We round out our shiurim on this perek with an important Gemara that's in the bottom of Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brings a drasha of what happens if there's a Sofik Matnas Anin. The case that's discussed in the Mishnah is whether it was a Sofik, whether a behemoth was Mechuyev, it was a Gersh and his Gair, an animal was Shechted for him. The question is whether it was Chal on the body parts of that animal, a Din of Zerei L'Chaim V'Kev. The halacha is that if there's a Sofik, Potosh, Amaitz Mechavel Maraya, which would seem consistent with every time there's a Din of whether I owe somebody money or whether something belongs to somebody, the one who's in possession of the money wins. Until proven otherwise, go bring a raya. The Gemara asks a question that would seem to be not that way when there's a suffix of leket that's out in the field. So the halach is to give it to the aniyim min ha-suffix. Leket is only given under certain circumstances it's left behind. It's a question whether that was these stalks were actually left behind, these piles were actually left behind to be leket or shikha. The halacha is you mechuyev to be machmir. Now that's clear that there is a generally conclusive rule of amayitz mechavel v'raya. So the Gemara brings b'shem Rish Lakish, the pasuk ani v'rosh hatztiku, justify the ani and the rosh, the poor man. What does it mean justify? Tzadek mishalcho v'tein loy. Create justice, even that which is yours. Create justice for him from that which is yours. Create tzedakah v'tein loy. Give him of yours. What do you mean give from yours? Matnas aniyim is something that's now hefker. It now goes to the aniyim. What does it mean give of yours? The Gemara explains that this is talking about a case where there's a suffix where normally the rule of possession would win. It would be considered yours because you're in possession. Over here, not. The halacha is by matnas aniyim that suffix matnas aniyim lechumr. So do we say suffix matnas aniyim, suffix matnas aniyim lechumr or not? Rav explains, says the Gemara, that there's a difference between Poro Becheskas Ptur, kind of the case of the Mishnah where your potter is because the Poro was Becheskas Ptur, Komo Becheskas Chiyuva Kaimo, the Komo, the stalks are Becheskas Chiyuv, and that's why you're Chayim. What's not clear in the Gemara is, the Gemara seems to be Soysa Minei Obey in the same sentence. Is the din of Tzadek Misholcho V'Tenloi, a din, that's Neschadish, B'chol Oifin? Anytime there's a sofik, the halacha would be that you have to go l'chumra, the same way we have klolim, when to go l'chumra, when to go l'chulam. Sofik tum b'shus ha-yachid, sofik tum b'shus ha-rabim. We have a din of sofik d'ra'isa l'chumra, sofik d'rabona by isur, at least l'kula. In moment, even though normally we have a klav ha-moitzim e-chavel of haraya, by dinim of moment aniyim, moment karanim, we have a klav of tzadek mishalcho v'tenloi. That could be the way to explain the Gemara. And what does the Gemara mean to say? That even though there's an imperative to be machmir and a sofik, but when there's a chazoko that frees you from that sofik, so then it's not a sofik. When the poro is becheskes ptur, so it's not an open sofik. There's a chazoko that paskin on that sofik. In that case, the halacha would be sofik, the halacha would be that sofik, even though l'chumra, but over here it doesn't have a din of a sofik, it's a chazaka. That's one way to read the Gemara. Or the other way to read the Gemara would be to say that the actual gzeis hakosuf of tzadek mishalcho v'tenloi is not in every case. Normally the din would be hamaytze mechavel v'raya. When was the Torah b'chadish, the din of sofik matzaniyim l'chumra, that would be when the komo is b'cheskas chiyuv. The cheskas chiyuv creates the chiyuv to be machmer. In that case, we could ask ourselves a question. Why do we need a chazok? Why do we need a gzeis hakosuf? If the chazok says you're becheskes chiyuv, so then the chiyuv is outstanding. You don't need a din to be machmir in case of a sofik. That's A. B, what does it mean, koma becheskes chiyuv? We have over here the field. We have the workers collecting the sheaves, the stalks, and bringing them in. A certain amount was left behind. If it's left behind in a certain volume, without getting into the details, then you're mechuyev to leave it for the aniyim. If it's left behind in another type of situation, you're not mechuyev. The question is whether you're mechuyev. What does it mean, becheskes chiyuv? What is it, the chazok over here that is chayiv? Chazok always means that it was definitely chayiv at one point. The question is whether it changed. Over here, the question is whether it was mechuyev or not. So we have two different ways of reading the Gemaras, and we have a few conceptual problems with this way of taking the Gemara. Let's go a bit further afield before we explain, before we clarify the concept itself. Well, let's put down a few more Maramakomis. There's a Sugya in Nedarim, Daf, Zayin Amud Aleph, and the discussion over there is a person was Mafrish Peah in a way that leaves a suffix whether that corner of the field, whether the volume that he designated, whether it was chal or not, yesh yad lepeya, en yad lepeya. And the discussion ranges back and forth in the Gemara. Lamaisa, it's left as an open suffix. The Ran over there, Nedarim Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, brings the Rashba that says that you have to go lechumra. Since there's a teku, you have to go yisura lechumra. That's what the Rashba says. And the Ran asks the Kasha, he says, what do you mean? I have a Gemara chulin daf kuf lamed dalet. The Gemara says in chulin that suffix momen aniyim is you go lekula. The Gemara says be'etzim you go lekula. When there's a cheskas chiyuv, then there's a halacha to be machmir, which is one way that we just read the Gemara. The Ran is the makor of this way of reading the Gemara. The Ran says that means I have a Gemara that when there's an open-ended suffix, you go lekula. You have a klav amaytzimechavel v'raya. Unless you have a cheskas chiyuv. Cheskas chiyuv. You go lechumra. We just asked the question that if you have a cheskas chiyuv, so you don't need to come onto the chumra. This way of reading the Gemara is problematic. We'll have to explain the Ran. But that's the Ran's kasha on the Rashba. Clearly, the Rashba holds like the other side, that the pshat of the Gemara by us and chulin is, that be'etzim is halacha of, when in doubt by matnas anim, you have to go lechumra, unless there's a cheskas p'tur. And the shaila is again, what the nature of that din is. Furthermore, there's a blatant stira in the Rashba. In Yerideya Reish Nuntes, the Ramah brings b'shem ha'goyis Mordechai. If somebody has money in his possession, it's after Purim, you know, money is flowing freely like wine, and there's a wad of bills in one of his pockets. And he's not sure if that money is tzedakah money or whether it's his personal assets. The aloch is, says that Hagoyis Mordechai, he has to go lechumra. Chayra, shalom moment, hamayit zmecha v'avarai. No, Hagoyis Mordechai says that he's mechuyif to go lechumra. Frek the goin, the gro in his biurim asks over there on the Hagoyis Mordechai, what do you mean? He says the gemara that you have to go lechumra by matan sanim is only when there's a cheskas chiyuv. Clearly, what we just said over from the Ran. He quotes the Ran. Masha'en came when there's no choiv borer. There's no din to go l'chumra. One approach to be miyashiv the stira in the Rashba is discussed by the Kuntres HaSvekis. It's in Klal Aleph Siftes. And he says, a fundamental concept in Dine Momenis, he says that since the Torah is telling us over here in this din of Tzadekim Shulchan V'Tenloi, that you have to go lechumra, he says that means that any time there's a suffix, you have to be machmir. He says, but there are certain types of cases where there's already some type of mechanism, a halachic mechanism, that's poshut the suffix. He says, amoytze mechavel v'raya is not a hachro. Does not paskin the suffix. When somebody's holding on to something, and we say he's allowed to hold on to it until the other fellow proves that it belongs to him, it's not that because he's holding on to we have a raya that it's his. What it is, we don't have a chro. What it is, listen, Reuven is holding on to it, so the din of din imamis, you can take it away from Reuven. Shimon, if he's going to want to produce action of having it been taken away from Reuven, he's going to have to bring a raya. Says the Kuntres HaSvekis, that's only true when there's a muchzik, because he's holding on to it. There's another concept called morakama. Morakama means that since we had an owner yesterday, so until we know that ownership changed, we use the chazaka, status quo of yesterday, to be machria that the owner of today is assumed to be the same owner of yesterday, again until proven otherwise. The halach is that type, says the Kuntres HaSvekis, of chazaka is already yes a machria on the suffix. That's already decides the suffix, it's machria the suffix. In that case, it doesn't blibe the suffix, it doesn't stay a shame suffix. So in that case, we would go lukul. That means that the Rashba holds that when there's an open-ended suffix, but there's a psakim amayitzim echamel v'raya, that would be enough. Whenever there's a suffix, the halach is you have to be machmir. But when there's a marakama, when there was an owner, so let's say on the money definitely the guy who found post Purim found money in his pocket. The money definitely was at some point his. The question is whether he was mafrish, whether that money was, he gave out, let's say he went to the bank and he took out his, $10,000 in 50s. And he designated that tzedakah money, but he does have a certain amount of cash in his pocket of his own. The question is whether this money was the money that was hufrash l'tzedakah or not. So there's a marakamah, because yesterday, before he went to the, before he was designated tzedakah money, it definitely was his. In that case, there's a marakamah from yesterday, that'll paskin, that will not be considered a suffik. This hanocha of the Kuntras of Sveikis is questionable. There are a lot of rayas that there is no inherent difference between marakama and between muksik. It's a discussion, godl unto its own. There might be a certain amount of support from a concept that the Tshuvas HaRashba says, we'll have a chance to discuss those types of inyanim over there, that there might be a difference in that sense between muksik and marakama. But if we don't want to go into Kuntras HaSveikis, and there are enough rayas not to go to Kuntras HaSveikis, Hachro, to be recalled to Muxin Marakama, will have to suggest another approach. What will that approach be? The Siyishim and the Raj will be as follows. When a fellow has a field, whether these actual stalks are Mukhuyiv in Leket and Shikha, whether he's Mukhuyiv to leave these stalks to the Aniyim that are around, or if a person has a field, has a question whether this corner, this size corner was hufrash for payah. One thing is clear. This is a gentleman who has a field. He's mechuyev in like a chikha and payah. The question is whether this specific stalk is a toitzah, flows from the chiyuv of the field, or whether no, the dinim were niskayim and these stalks are not considered like it. Or this corner of the field does not have to be hufrash at the same rate, at the same size, but he's definitely a person who has a chiyuv. If you have a chiyuv, you're mechuyev to be machmir. That's what the Gemara means, cheskas chiyuv. We ask the question, that if we say that the Gemara is saying that the only time you have to go to chumrah is cheskas chiyuv, so who needs the din to go to chumrah? You have a cheskas chiyuv. Teretz is, the cheskas chiyuv over here is not a real cheskas chiyuv. The cheskas chiyuv just means that he's a person who has an imperative to give payah. Why? Because he has a field. Not more than that. Not that these stalks have a chazaka that they certainly belong to a chiyuv meiser, a chiyuv meiser ani, a chiyuv lekhet shikha payah. That's the suffix. The suffix is whether these stalks are mechuyev. The way we're saying, that would be called cheskas chiyuv because he's a person with an existing chiyuv incumbent on him. Mashenkin, if we're talking about tzedakah money, there's nothing about your situation which is mechayiv you giving that money, giving from that wad of bills. You're mechayiv to give tzedakah in general. But what do these bills have to do with that existing chiv? There's no chiv in front of us. There's no field which is mechayiv. There's no corner of a field which is mechayiv a certain amount for matan tzaniyim. So Mela, what's the imperative over here that creates in him a responsibility to go the extra mile, to be machmir? There is no borer responsibility for to be machmir. Mamela, the halach is that he's allowed to go lukula. That would be the yishuv for the Rashba. So again, what we've done is we've explained in the Gemara by us and Kuf Lam and Dalit, one way of taking the Gemara is to say that the defining word of the Gemara is that when is there a din of going l'chumrah, when there's an existing chiv, that existing chiv means I'm a person with a field, I'm a person with stalks of wheat, in which case the Torah said leave over payah. The question is whether this is payah, the question is whether this is like it, I am mechuyev to leave over payah and like it in shikha from my field. So in the case of something, I'm mechuyev to be machmir from my field. That would be the way to understand this Gemara according to one school of thought. That's according to the Rashba. That's the Rashba else that says you have to go l'chumrah as long as there is a cheskes chiyuv. Like we said, the Rashba by tzedakah money is mekel, because over there there's no existing person with a field that's mechayiv. There's no existing stalks of wheat, there's no existing corners of fields. So mela, I'm not necessarily oimid b'cheskes chiyuv, that's why I'd be potter. In which case, the Rashba and the Rana are really not arguing with akotza lakotza. In the Dorm Dav Zayin, the Rashba means to say that there is a person over here who's standing in a matziv where he's a mechuyev oimid, that's called cheskas chiyuv. The Ran says that you need a cheskes chiyuv proper to be mechayev. Now the Ran is a question that if you hold that you always go lekula because of amotzi mechavel v'raya, when is a cheskes chiyuv proper? Then you'd be mechuyev v'machmel. If you have a cheskes chiyuv, you'd be mechuyev v'machmel. Anyways, chazaka always paskins. So you have to say that the Ran. The chiddush according to the Ran is that when there's a cheskes chiyuv lechayra, if we ask ourselves when there's a chazaka against hamotzi mechavei olav haraya, so the halacha is always that a regular chazaka, classic chazaka like we have all over chulin, all over other mesechtes and shas, if it's standing keneged hamotzi mechavei olav haraya, hamotzi mechavei olav haraya carries the day. What's the raya to that? The raya to that is because the halacha is we paskin. Like Shmuel that says, Ein holcha momen acha roiv. Whenever there's a suffix momen, there's a dispute between two people, there's a roiv on the side of Reuven, but Shimon is a muchzik, the halacha is, we're not moitzi momen for the muchzokas of Shimon because of the roiv of Reuven. Now, roiv and chazokah is a general rule, ruba v'chazokah, ruba odif. Roiv is better than chazokah, so by definition, if we're not moitzi momen with a roiv, so then by definition, we're not moitzi momen with a chazokah, which is the consensus of Peshua, the Shmaitzer, Kivega, when they discuss the sugi in Chul Dafid Beis, Ksubas Dafid Gimel, all the sugis in Shas, that Chazoka, regular Chazoka, the Mekora Cheskas, whatever you may have, is not Moitzi Momen. In which case, the Ran understands that what the Gemara's Mechadish is that even though Dine Momenis would say, HaMoitzi Mechavel Varayo, even when there's a Cheskas Chiyuv, but the Ran is explaining that when is a cheskes chiyuv, we put aside the law of Ametz Mechav Avarai, that's the chiddush. The Rajba, like we said, would not agree to that. The Rajba understands that what it means, cheskes chiyuv, which is the main line of the Gemara, means that whenever the situation is a situation where a person is a mechuyiv v'oimid, there his status is somebody who's already mechuyiv. He's a person with a field that's mechayiv him to be machmeh. In a suffix. It's a different way of reading, but it's not min ha-kotz al-kotz. It's not as extreme as the way we read the Gemara before. To read what's the ikur of the Gemara cheskes chiyuv, what's the ikur of the Gemara cheskes p'tur. The Kudrus HaSveikis that read the Gemara according to the Rajba we quoted in the Dorim, that he holds, you always have to go to the Chumra because the ikur of the Gemara is only that when there's a cheskes p'tur, then you're not mechuyiv. That's the Kudrus HaSveikis way. We explain the Rajba differently because we have the stira of the Rajba with the Rajba and Yeridea Kuf Nun Tes. But the way the Kudrus HaSveikis has the Rajba, he understands that the Chazoka is the Ptur. That means you always mechuyif mi machmir. Sofik momen aniyim luchumra unless there's a Cheskes Ptur. The Kudrus HaSveikis runs up into a conceptual wall. He has a kasha. What's the kasha? He quotes the Mordechai b'shem Rishonim Kadmonim that the din of leket. He brings a case over there where there's a roiv that you're potter, and he says, but since there's a din to be machmer, that chum of tzadek mishachov etenloi will be mezgaber, will overpower even the ptur of roiv. Frek the Kudrus HaSveikis, if I just got finished reading the Gemara according to the Rajma. That chazoka cheskes ptur paters, so why wouldn't roiv pater? Didn't we just say, we discussed it the other way, if roiv is not moitzi momen, chazoka is certainly not moitzi momen, but it goes the other way too. If chazoka frees one from the imperative, from the mechayiv of tzadek mishachov etan loy, so then roiv certainly paters him from the mechayiv of tzadek mishachov etan loy. This is the kasha of the kutris, Hasvekus. And over here we have to make a fundamental distinction in Dine Svekus. Not all roivs and not all chazokas are created equal. Sometimes we have a situation where there's a suffix before Nenu, we don't know what to do, and we have a roiv that'll paskin on a suffix in front of us. For example, we have a case where we just said En Hocha Momenacha Roiv. Over there the case is where there's a dispute between two people, an animal was sold. There's a question what the misunderstanding of the animal is. Kefi, the understanding of the customer, the animal that was sold to him is a lemon, it's a dod. There's a roiv that says that he's right. That's what the animal was sold to him for work. This animal can't work. The seller says that it was sold to you for shechitah. Just take a knife and check it. What do you care if the animal is ornery if he's not going to work? The moicher has Mugzakis on his side. You can't get back money from the Moicher. But over there, there is a Safik. There's a dispute between two people. Sometimes you have a Roiv that paskins on the Safik with, what it does is it says the Safik is not a Safik. For example, I sell somebody an animal, and obviously I only sold him the animal. He only was masking to buy the animal if the animal is a Kshayr, if the animal could work. What happens if the animal is a Treifa? The animal has something which he's going to die soon. It's not kosher l'achila. The halach is the mekach tos. Why don't we say that by every animal that's sold, he can't ask for money, or he can't then collect his money, because he'll say, no, the customer will say, maybe you sold me a treifa. The teretz is, there's a roiv behemis and treifas. Why don't we say in halacha mamon acha roiv, the teretz is over there, we have in front of us an animal. The roiv says that the animal is a healthy animal. That means the roiv says, there's no reason for you to start opening up files, to open up svegas that don't exist. You see a healthy animal, assume it's a healthy animal, there's a roif. When there's a previous disagreement, you want to use the roif to paskin against one person, that you can't do. Another example, the Teiser Rosh, Bavitzir, Davov HaMemez, discusses where you have a question of Meiser Behema, and the 10th animal that goes through the door of the door of the corral, the door of the barn, is branded. He's Meiser Behema. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 go through. The 10th is branded. He's Kaidish. He's brought as a carbon. What happens if one of the animals jumped in with the others and now there's a Suffolk? So the halacha is that as a rule, Suffolk Meiser is Potter. Over there, the Teiser Rosh says, even though there's a roif, because most of the animals are not, most of the animals are not from that batch. There's, in that case, the way the Teiser Rosh describes it, there's a roiv. The halacha is, even though there's a roiv, the Torah says, asiri vade v'le asiri sofik. Kivega wants to know, every time you have an animal, you want to know if he's mechuyev v'meizer. How do you know he's not a treifa? Teretz is a roiv. Ah, I thought you just said that roiv can't decide, the teretz is. When you see an animal, to assume it's a healthy animal, you're not paskining a sofik. What you're saying is mechatesi, to make a sofik. When animals jumped in from one group to another, there is a suffix. The question is now you want to do away with the suffix. You want to whitewash, paskin, be mavar in the suffix. On that we say that even after there's a roiv, it's not 100%. And that's why we say hamaytze mechav avarai. That's why we say it's full to the suffix. The gabi maisa. Nachzol lididam. The answer to the kundras hasfekas' question is that when the case of lechet chikha, where there was a bundle that got mixed up in other things, even when there's a roiv, there's still a suffix. The roiv would maybe help us determine what to do with the suffix, but there's a suffix. Suffix yomuchuyif v'machmet tzadek mishachov v'tein loy. Masha'en kein, if we'll use the cheskes p'tur, in the way those Rishonim understand, the cheskes p'tur says that when there's nothing in front of us telling us there's a chiyuv of matnas anim, so there assume he's potter until he's potter. Meaning, say, what happens, let's say, a person had a clear slate of Maisa money, and then some money showed up in his house, this money is sitting on a shelf someplace, where there's absolutely no reason, there's a cheskes p'tur, there's absolutely no reason to assume that there's tzedakah money here. So if the other halacha would be, as a cheskes p'tur, he'd be allowed to say, to mechetesi, to create a suffix that this is tzedakah money. The money in the house right now, he gave a tzedakah money last week, his slate is clean, there is no tzedakah money in the house. There's a chazaka that there is no tzedakah money here to create a sofik. That chazaka will tell us, don't make a sofik. In that case, you want mechuyev to be machmir. Of course, when there's no sofik, you're not mechuyev to be machmir. The chumra is when there is a sofik. When there's a sofik, you're mechuyev to be machmir, even when there's a chazaka, even when there's a roif.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.